Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, our noonday and evening Bible studies just completed this past Wednesday, separate studies on the subject of spiritual warfare. Both studies emphasize the importance of believers in Christ to prepare and ready themselves for spiritual warfare. New Providence and friends, spiritual warfare is real.
All right.
We have an enemy to face and to fight. We were reminded in the studies that we as believers must put on the whole armor of God in order for us to stand strong during times of spiritual warfare. So this morning, I want to share with you a closing message for the Bible studies. And that closing message is spiritual warfare and the believer's authority. Now, in our scriptural text for this morning, in Mark chapter 1, in verse 21, we are told that Jesus and his disciples went to the city of Capernaum. Now, Capernaum was a seaside city located on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. After being rejected in his hometown of Nazareth, the city of Capernaum served as the center or headquarters of Jesus's Galilean ministry. And verse 21 says, "And when the Sabbath came," you know what the Sabbath is, don't you? That is the day that God told the Israelites to set aside for worship and rest from their daily labors.
That's right.
Verse 21 says, "And when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach." Now, let me give you some information about the synagogue. Now, for any Jew, the preferred place for worship was in the temple in Jerusalem. But for those who could not make it to the Jerusalem temple, synagogues were established where they could gather together to worship. In any town or any place that 10 Jewish males resided, a synagogue could be established. Now, the synagogue service consisted of prayer, praise, the reading of the Word of God, and exposition or explanation of the Word of God. Now, the Jewish synagogue did not have what we know of today as a pastor who provided care for the congregants and taught and proclaimed the Word of God in that one place. But each synagogue had a chief ruler who was responsible for making sure that the synagogue was physically maintained and that the worship service was in order. Because each synagogue did not have its own pastor, guests, rabbis, and teachers who were in or passing through the area were given the right or the opportunity by the chief ruler of the synagogue to teach.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus was often asked to teach in the synagogue of whatever city he was in as his ministry moved from place to place.
Yeah.
Now, verse 22 tells us that when Jesus taught, that the people were amazed. In other words, they were blown away at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority. Not as the teachers of the law. Now, it was the teaching custom of the rabbis and teachers to only quote the opinions and oral traditions of other well-known rabbis and teachers that came before them. When they tried to expound upon or to explain to the people what was written in the Word of God, in the Scriptures, their explanations were oftentimes the musings or the sayings of other pious men who lacked real God-given authority. Now, New Providence and friends, don't misunderstand me. It is good to be able to quote our spiritual forefathers and spiritual foremothers and some of their spiritual insights.
That's right.
But it is the unadulterated Word of God that the believer's authority rests upon. Listen to me good. I have read and I possess many doctrinal and inspirational books. But when I stand or sit up here on Sunday mornings, my God-given assignment is not to try to impress you with the flattering words of men. But my God-given assignment is to declare to you the simple but powerful Word of the Lord. In other words, it's my assignment to teach and preach the gospel or the good news of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. I know New Providence that Jesus sometimes referenced in his teachings some of the Old Testament prophets, but he referenced them to give credence to what they said about him. But Jesus' teaching was different from the other scholars and the other rabbis. His teaching was teaching with authority. In other words, Jesus' teaching changed lives. And you know what? He taught them with authority. You know why? Because he was the authority. Well, let me move on. Verse 23 tells us just then, don't know, Fred, if Jesus had finished speaking or was in the midst of speaking, that a man who was in the synagogue, who was possessed by an impure or unclean spirit, cried out. This brings me to my first point, and it is this. In spiritual warfare, the enemies of the kingdom of God hate the authoritative word of God. Did you hear what I said? I said in spiritual warfare, the enemies of the kingdom of God hate to hear the authoritative word of God. When the authoritative word of God is spoken, the enemy acts up. The enemy knows that the word of God brings light, which results in deliverance. And when the authoritative word of God is taught and preached, people's lives are subject to change. Am I right about it? Now, remember New Providence and friends, where this man with the unclean spirit was. Where was he? He was in the synagogue, or we call it the church. What does this tell us? This tells us that even the enemy shows up to church. Lean over to your neighbor and say, are you the enemy? The enemy comes to church, and the enemy cries out to distract us, to cause us to shift our focus off of Christ, to mess up our concentration, because he wants us to miss out on our freedom and our deliverance. In verse 24, I'm just walking down through the text. The Bible says that the lead unclean spirit in the man says to Jesus, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? Check this out. He says, I know who you are. The Holy One of God. This brings us to the second point of today's sermon on spiritual warfare. And the point is this. The enemies of the kingdom of God always recognizes the authentic Christ. Can I say it one more time? The enemies of the kingdom of God always recognizes the authentic Christ. In other words, if the authentic Christ lives within you, the enemies of the kingdom of God know it. The unclean spirit recognized that he nor his cohorts had anything in common with Jesus. He knew that Jesus had total authority over them. That is why the unclean spirit said, "What do you want with us?" The unclean spirit had to acknowledge before the authentic Christ that there were, in other words, they knew him. I thought about that. And I said, them spirits act like Jesus didn't know who they were. Act like he didn't know that they possessed the man. Like they were giving him the 411.
That's right.
They said, "We know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." And in other words, they're basically acknowledging that they could not stand before his power. They said, "Have you come to destroy us?" And I just want to know, New Providence and friends, does the enemy know who you are?
All right, preacher. All right.
It's quiet. I know it's quiet. Does the enemy recognize you as a threat? Some of us, the enemy is very cozy around us because he knows that we pose no threat to him or to his kingdom. I just want to know, can the authentic Christ be seen in you? Or is the jury still out, deliberating whether you are truly a child of God? Can I do it like this today? Can I just do it like this? In verse 25, Jesus responds to the demons. You know how Jesus responded? He said, "Be quiet." In other words, in our language today, shut up. And the Bible says he said it sternly. And this leads us to our third point on spiritual warfare. And that point is this. Sometimes you have to tell the enemy to be quiet, shut your mouth. Oh, y'all, look, that's a little pity pat. And I get that because ain't nobody in here trying to tell the enemy nothing. We scared of the enemy. I dare somebody to get bold and really clap their hands. Let the devil know I ain't scared. Shut up. Why would Jesus tell the unclean spirit to be quiet, to shut up? Because Jesus did not need or want the assistance of Satan and his army to tell the people who he was. Christ had enough authority in himself that folk could see who he was. I'm almost through. Verse 27, the Bible says the people were all amazed and said, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority." He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him. And the final point in this message on spiritual warfare is this. Christ gives us. I'm talking about the true believer, the true authentic believer. He gives us the same power and authority when we are engaged in spiritual warfare. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You've got the power." Christ gives us the power and authority to speak to evil and even demonic spirits and tell them, "Shut up. Leave me alone." Now, let me say this for clarity's sake. I firmly believe that a true believer in Christ, one who has accepted Jesus Christ into their life, cannot be possessed by an unclean spirit. Listen to me good. In other words, I'm saying if you are an authentic Christian with the authentic Christ in your life, a demonic spirit cannot possess you.
Yes, sir.
Why you say that, Pastor? I say that because Jesus will not share the throne of your heart with the enemy. And think about it. If the believer, the authentic believer, can be possessed by an unclean spirit, that means that Jesus, does not have all power, and that Satan is stronger than God Almighty. Tell your neighbor, that's a lie. But tell your neighbor, there's a but. But though a believer cannot be possessed by an unclean spirit, a believer can be oppressed and depressed by an unclean spirit. Oh man, this is some good teaching today. Many of us have walked into this church today oppressed and depressed by some unclean spirit.
All right.
But in the authority of the Word of God, and in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we take the God-given authority we have through Christ and His Word to speak to those unclean spirits that may be oppressing and depressing us. We command you in the name of Jesus to become silent and get out of here. Be silent. Get out of here. You spirits of jealousy. Be silent. Get out of here. Spirit of selfishness. Get out of here. Spirits of dissension. Get out of here. Spirits of envy. Get out of here. Spirits of drunkenness. Get out of here. Spirits of rebellion. Get out of here. Spirits of doubt. Get out of here. Spirits of fear. Get out of here. Spirits of worry, get out of here. Spirits of anxiety, get out of here. Spirits of prejudice, get out of here. Spirits of hatred, get out of here. Spirits of bigotry, get out of here. Spirits of depression, get out of here. Spirits of obesity, get out of here. Spirits of depression, get out of here. Spirits of eating disorders, get out of here. Spirits of nervous disorders, get out of here. Spirits of pornography, get out of here. Spirits of illicit sex, get out of here. Spirits of homosexuality, get out of here. Spirits of adultery, get out of here. Spirits of addiction, no matter if it's cocaine, nicotine, caffeine, makes no difference. Get out of here. Somebody say, you have no authority. You have no authority over us anymore. Repeat this with me. We decree and stand in our God-given authority that we are the winner in this battle. Hallelujah. 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 Victory. Somebody say victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan to get behind me. Loose me. Let me go. Because God has given me authority to stand and fight the enemy and be a winner.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.